Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm going to talk to you about an experience I had. Little fun experience. So from one of my friends' birthday, she got us tickets to see a basketball game. I don't know anything about basketball, but I was like, yes, I'll go. For the memories, for time with friends and everything. So she got us lounge seats, and if you don't know what lounge seats are, they're in the club level of any venue. So you'll have to go to the club level, which is already cool enough as it is, because in the club level, which I've done before, got tickets there. You go on an elevator, you have, there's a person that you have to go a specific elevator that has a person that will take you to the club level. And in the club level, again, I just had the club seats, which are like normal seats, but you're farther. And you have your own bar, like the bar lines are not as long, and then the food lines are not as long. And they have like the same food that they do in every other floor. Like if you're at the nosebleed section in the 200, 300, 400s, or if you're in the good section as like 100s or on the floor. Yeah, it's just lower line. Just like if you're on the floor and you get food at the floor, the lines for the bar and for the food is way lower because there's less amount of people there. So how the lounge is it's a big room. It's a room, okay? You're like in a big box room, and in that room there's chairs, couches, there's a person making sure that you have everything you need, and there's a big island that has different kinds of food. I remember there was salad there, burgers, chips, nachos, like every kind of food. So pretty much a lot of the foods that is out there is where everybody else has, like, and more. And then there's different drinks. What my friend has, she got like wine, different bottles of wine and beer for people. Part of the package. And pretty much there's also like a long desk that has a lot of chairs where you guys can sit and watch either a concert or the game, and you could talk and whatever. And there is like a glass separating you, so people can see you. If they turn around, you can see people. So I believe that's where a lot of the celebrities go. If they're not on the floor or in the sound booth, they go in these lounges. And they're a lot of money. I believe the package was minimum $1,000 for my friend, but she did it for one of her big birthdays. But like, it again, like, I didn't know what was going on in the basketball game. One of my friends that new basketball was DGB the whole time. I was there for the vibe, here for all of it. Me personally, I would not do the lounge again. Like, I wouldn't do club seats again, because I have done club seats, because you're so far from the action, either the action, it, like, you're so far from the concert, the performer, the game. You're looking at the monitor, and then when you look at a concert or your game, you're looking downward, and they look smaller. The people look smaller. Like, either you're watching an artist or a band perform, or if you're watching a basketball or hockey game, they look smaller. And if you're taking video, you have to zoom in a lot. So like, in that aspect, it's a con for me. Plus the price. Plus another con is you or whoever paid for the package, you can't at least bring home the leftover food? Like, come on. I get the alcohol because of licensing. You don't want people to drive home. Okay, I understand the alcohol. Fine. But, like, the food at least? Please tell me you're at least giving the staff, after everybody goes home, the food. Because I know a lot of places, they just throw it out. Please tell me you're giving it to homeless people. Because if you're not doing that and you're just throwing it out, give it to us. We all in the party could have leftover food for a couple of days. Like, at least. Like, come on now. We should at least be able to bring home the food. The lounge is very comfortable. I feel like you could pretty much fall asleep in there. It felt really short that they came. Again, first time in basketball, it's like went quickly. Game started at 7, ended at 9. Really quick. I think it would have been better if it was like a concert. Because, like, oh yeah, doors open at blah, blah, blah time. And then you're seeing the opener or openers, and then you're enjoying the concert, and you're leaving at 11:30, midnight, depending, right? For me, like, that day, I literally forgot about the bag policy. So I'm walking my bag, I'm there in time, and then I forget. Then I have to run back to my car, put everything. Missed a little bit of the first, but either way, like, I had a great time with my friend, celebrating my friend. Like I said, the food was amazing. Con could not take the rest of it home, which I feel like is a waste. Like I said, I feel like celebrities, they either get those lounges where they're by themselves with a lot of friends, or they're downstairs on the floor. And again, would I do that for like a big birthday, for like a 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th, 90th, 100th? No, because it's a lot of money. And again, you're also paying for the people that are in the lounge with you. It's kind of like a wedding, like when you're paying for the number of people. So that's a lot of money. And things happen and people can't show up. Da, 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 da. So that's already a lot of people. Plus, like I said, the downfall is you can't even bring the food home. And you have to pay for multiple people. And a lot's going on. And, like, I also think, like, the bag policy, at least for the lounge. Like, if you're going, because, again, it's like, couch should be different. And be like, oh, are you going to the lounge? You do have to go this way. And then we have to check your bag, so it'd be different than if you are in the other sections. Being like, yeah, you can bring your food home. Like, I just think it should be different, personally. But overall, great experience. Had fun. I just wanted to tell you guys about that experience. And again, like, if I was in the lounge again, I wouldn't, again, it's a hospitality suite, so you have to go to the hospitality, you have to book the room, you have to pay a lot of money for that, so you cannot just get a lounge seat there. It's like by party, to be able to do that, and you have a specific number of people you can have in there. So would I do the lounge or if I had a lot of money, then sure, one time, then yeah, I would for a concert. But if I didn't, no, I would not. Me, I am your 100th floor girl. That's what I do for concerts. And if someone invited me for something like, oh, we're gonna be in the lounge, I will go to it again. But like I said, not the best view, in my opinion. I would compare the lounge and club seats to like the 200s, because how high you are, and you have to look down and you have to look at the screen, see what's going on. So is it worth it? Again, this all depends on you personally. If you want to not have to look down and be more closer to the artists, the musicians, the players, then for me, I think it's a con. If you don't want to spend that much money, again, it's also a con. But if you want a, oh, this is my 30th, okay? Big year, 30th, and I have the money, and I want it to just, I want to be surrounded by a group of my friends, a group of my friends and colleagues and people I like, and we're watching something that we all like, or oh, the majority of them like, and then you not being interrupted or bumped or in space with people you don't want to know, and scream, lose your voice, sing, dance, whatever, with groups of people that you love, then it's a pro for you to do for one of the big numbers. 21, your drinking age, 30, 40, 50, etc. It's something you should put on your bucket list 100% to do, and then be like, did it, okay, done, and not do it again. And then the only time you go but do it again is if someone invites you. But like, or if the only one time you do it is when someone invited you, that's a good one too. But overall, great experience. Did not know who won. Wasn't paying that much attention. Was more there have a good time with my friends and coworkers, and to have a great time there. Can say like, I've been in a lounge suite. So that's what, but like I said, I was there for the memories, made great memories, got to know more people. It wasn't there in uniform or anything. It was relaxing, have fun. So it was a great night. So that's all I have for you guys today. Just wanted to tell you my experience about the lounge, the pros, the cons, would I do it? Personally, maybe if it was an artist I like, but it didn't matter if I was too close, and if I saw them before another tier, if I saw them to before, if I could afford it, and then I had multiple people that wanted to see that artist with me, and not just like me and my girlfriend, like me and one of my girlfriends, me and one of my besties, like it would have to be a big party of us. So that's why I probably would not do it personally, because not everybody has the same taste in music, and not all I would be like, no, I'm gonna go see them here or there or whatever, right? So for me, like the only way I would do that for like a big birthday or around that, or if I could, would be like a concert, and not everybody's into the same thing, and I don't have like a big group of people that would like a big group of like 30, because that's how much there was a big group of us. There was like 30 of us in that lounge. I don't know 30 of us that would be like, yeah, like that live in the same place that would be able to go to that single concert on that specific day, and it worked, if that makes like, because the lounge, like, how I saw it, and there was like 30 of us there, big group, might have been, yeah, it was 30 of us, so big group. So to have like 30 of us, I want to see this. I could say I could find 10 people like that for a concert, but 30, no, I could not do that. So for me personally, it would be a pass. Would I go to another one? Yes. But that's just for me. But that's all I have for you guys today. So updates for me, again, like as you guys saw, I went to the Demi Lovato concert. She did amazing, had a blast, dance, sing with my girlfriends and besties. My besties are my girlfriends. And we had a blast singing. Literally the only, just doing a little recap on that, and for you guys to know, lost my voice. A lot of people, I believe, lost their voice or almost did. The only thing I heard Demi say was, "Welcome to the It's Not That Deep tour," and Joe Jonas, because Joe Jonas came. Selena was there. She was either somewhere in the floor that I did not see, because I was on the floor. Her husband was in the sound booth. One of the new girls we met there told us that. Didn't really believe her. Or she was in, like I said, one of the lounges. Where, again, you can see people can see you, and then you're like in a big box. Like room. And then see you through fast. Yeah, great time. Amazing. Saw Demi before. It's like, this is another time that I've seen her. This is my second time seeing her. Jonas Brothers, I've seen 5 times. Phenomenal. Great job. Next video, but it's more gonna be a live, either a live or a video of it. I'm seeing Will Patrick tomorrow, so you'll see that. I'm gonna see the Michael Jackson movie. I'm gonna do a review on that. So a couple things coming up. Adela did great. Never heard her before. But she did a great newer artist. Will Patrick, never heard either, who I'm seeing tomorrow. But can't wait to hear him. He's a guitar player. And that is it for me. I love you guys. Glad to have my voice back. Talk to you soon. Bye.